The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Covering your Minnesota Twins means going beyond the dugout and diamond. This is the show that invites you in and introduces the other side to the players and coaches when they are away from the ballpark. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins is presented by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Now, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, good evening, a happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to another edition of Deep Cuts. We warm you up with a little baseball talk, getting to know some of the folks who wear the uniform of the Minnesota Twins all season long. We're going to get you up to date with kind of what's going on, some news and notes around Major League Baseball. Big week as we kind of transition towards the hardcore heart of the winter here in Twins territory. Caravan kicks off next week, first of two consecutive weeks. Couple of weeks away from Twins Fest, a chance for you to still get your tickets for that great event. And then, of course, we're moving on inside 40 days now to spring training in Florida. We'll play Scouts Honor tonight, where we'll read you actual lines from an original scouting report of a Minnesota Twin, past, present, or maybe future, and then invite you on Twitter to guess who that player is. Chance to win two tickets to a Twins game, playing our game throughout the course of the night, not only on Twitter, at Twins Radio, hashtag Scouts Honor, but with clues given over the air. We're going to hear from Kevin Jepson. We're also going to hear from Gene Glynn tonight, a day in the life of the Twins third base coach, as I traveled down to Waseca to visit him on a sleep-filled day in mid-December. You won't want to miss it, so settle in, spend the next hour with us here on Deep Cuts. And again, it's brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Let's get to some of the news and notes to kick things off, and we start off on a high note for our colleague, Corey Provis.
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home. Vote Dozier. Vote now. Vote a walk-off win. 4-2 the final at 10. The helmet goes flying, and the celebration is on.
Yeah, the great pleasure sitting next to Corey when he made that call. One of many memorable calls from a memorable summer for Corey Provis. And this week, he got a call from the National Sportscasters and Sportswriters Association that he is this year's award winner as the Minnesota Sportscaster of the Year. Well-deserved. He'll have to build a new mantle for the trophy. Mike Russo of the Star Tribune, great hockey writer, was the Sports Writer of the Year for Minnesota. Congratulations to both, in particular our colleague here at Twins Radio, Corey Provis. Also of note, Jeff Dooley, who for over a dozen years called Twins AA games for the then New Britain Rockets. He'll be with the Hartford Yard Goats next year. He was the Connecticut Sportscaster of the Year, and maybe now he'll pay me back for all those dinners I bought him down at spring training. That's Jeff Dooley. Congratulations to Dooles as well. Moving along with news and notes, this one hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, but it'll have an impact. A joint effort between Major League Baseball and the Players Union says that each team in Major League Baseball will have two full-time Spanish interpreters in 2016. That's going to be something that has been a long time coming. See it a lot with the Asian players. Hasn't been the case for the Spanish speakers, and that will change in 2016. Speaking of Spanish-speaking players, Lazaro Armenteros, a 16-year-old outfielder from Cuba, has been declared an eligible international free agent, and teams are available to sign him now as part of this 2015-2016 class. He's been likened to Bo Jackson, Willie Mays, called the Cuban Bryce Harper. Now, interesting on this, the Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Angels, and Diamondbacks can't offer him more than $300,000 because they exceeded the 2014 and 15 pool in international spending. To put that in perspective, the Twins gave $4 million to Wander Javier earlier this year. Dodgers, Cubs, Royals, and Giants, more big market clubs, also have exceeded their pool limit this year. They would have to pay dollar for dollar in tax. So this is really kind of a crapshoot. Chicago White Sox, a team to keep an eye on. They've had a great Cuban pipeline in that pursuit. A couple of former Twins on the move. Denard Span is signed with the Giants. Ben Revere goes to the Nationals in a trade for Drew Storen. And on Friday, arbitration figures will be exchanged. Trevor Plouffe, Tommy Malone, Eduardo Nunez, Eduardo Escobar, Casey Feen, and Kevin Jepson will all exchange numbers with the Twins. We're going to hear from Kevin Jepson. In fact, he's going to take us tailgating in a moment. But before he does, a reminder, Twins Fest, the 29th, 30th, and 31st. Get online and get your tickets now. They are going fast, and you will not want to miss an opportunity to attend Twins Fest. All sorts of new activities that should be a whole lot of fun, and a chance to meet your favorite players, past, present, and future. Speaking of which, let's play Scouts on It. We gave away a couple of tickets last week in our debut edition of the game. It's real easy. We have the original scouting reports for a lot of former Twins, current Twins, future Twins. We're going to read you verbatim lines from those scouting reports. We're going to spread the clues throughout the show and on Twitter, at Twins Radio. We want you to guess who the player is. Hashtag ScoutsHonor and at Twins Radio for your answers. Clue number one as we go to break from an original scouting report. Quote, he is a tremendous fielder, a very strong arm, great athlete. He is a tremendous fielder, a very strong arm, great athlete. That's your first clue in Scouts Honor. Again, it's at Twins Radio or hashtag Scouts Honor. More clues coming up at Twins Radio throughout the course of the hour, as well as right here on Deep Cuts. When we come back, we catch up with Kevin Jepson. It's Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
Five tool players are ideal for the Twins, but did you know about the ideal five tool player that offers a variety of places to shop, stay, eat, play, and even host business meetings? St. Louis Park. Just minutes from downtown, St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small town charm and conveniences like free parking. Discover StLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any other occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. Discover StLouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
While you're meeting your heroes at Twins Fest this year, please be a hero to someone in need and donate blood through Memorial Blood Center's Blood Drive at Target Field. On Saturday, January 30th, the Twins nonprofit partner Memorial Blood Center will be hosting a blood drive at Target Field, and every donor will receive an autographed Twins item. It's always a good time to donate because blood is always needed. Every 2 seconds, a friend, family member, or maybe even you will need blood. So step up, roll up a sleeve, and save a life. Donate blood on Saturday, January 30th at Twins Fest, because in Twins territory, players and fans know how to give.
You've upgraded from your old flip phone and that old dinosaur of a TV, not to mention the fax machine. But what about that old car, truck, or SUV in your driveway? It's time to get into the new with Ford. New is Ford, America's best-selling brand. Because new is the power and performance of available EcoBoost engine technology. New is an available 180-degree front camera that lets you see around corners. New can practically park itself with available Active Park Assist. New is an available hands-free foot-activated liftgate that'll give you a hand when yours are full. And new is a bird's-eye view of your truck from an available 360-degree camera. So get into the new with Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer or go to Ford.com for current offers. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales, January through November.
Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center has teamed up with Exos, a pioneer in human performance, to help athletes of all ages and abilities maximize their potential. From aspiring youth, high school and college athletes, to weekend warriors. Discover our customized performance training programs at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Chris Atterbury with you, and we are joined today by Kevin Jepson, and we were able to get Kevin in a very small and special window for tonight's show, because Kevin, you are actually doing something, as we have this conversation on Monday, that a lot of people wish they were doing, especially people freezing here in Minnesota. Explain to folks exactly where you are.
Well, I'm out here in the parking lot. I have my truck hooked up to my travel trailer, and we got the grill going, and we got some meat on there, and we're out here tailgating for the national championship game.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good way to spend a day. And you are one of the people, the few people, I would guess, in the crowd who is not either clad head-to-toe in orange or crimson, because you don't technically have necessarily a rooting interest.
That's true. That's true. But we are, as we speak, hearing, you know, people cheering and rattling off, you know, spelling out Clemson. It's just a sea of orange and speckled with some crimson here.
You haven't seen Big Fellow wandering around in Alabama gear looking confused, have you?
I haven't. But I'll tell you what, if I see him, he'll be over here having a bratwurst with us.
Yeah, he'll be chewing your ear off. You won't be able to get away from him. Well, we're very glad you're finding some time to join us. And, you know, you joined the club last year, middle of the season, and had a great impact on this Twins roster. And a big part of the deal, Terry said at the time, is we didn't just want Kevin short-term. We wanted him longer-term, going into 2016. From your perspective now, having had a taste of this club, the culture here, playing for Paul Molitor, and knowing what's in store moving forward, how has this offseason been for you, knowing where you're going to be and who you're going to be with coming up in 2016?
Yeah, it's been nice, especially the way, you know, obviously the way we ended the year last year, we came up a little bit short. You know, you always, your goal is to make the playoffs because, you know, once you get in, you know, anything can happen. But, you know, we were in it till the last series of the year, and such a young team, a lot of talent, a bunch of great guys. So being able to, for myself, get traded over to a team, you know, I consider myself lucky. And then, obviously, them keeping me on again here next year or this coming up year and not doing a whole lot of subtractions. I mean, you know, we know Torrey retired, and obviously that's going to be a big, you know, hit to the team. But I think what he kind of brought last year is going to carry over into this year. And other than that, it's been kind of the same team. So I think the way the guys are and just knowing for how long I've been there, I 100% see that carrying over into next year. And that's definitely a team that you want to be a part of.
You've been a part of some really good teams and some really good bullpens and had a wonderful big league career, primarily in Anaheim, briefly then in Tampa Bay, and now with Minnesota. And you've been around a lot of great guys in some of those bullpens. I went back and was looking at some of the teammates you've had, and one guy always jumped out at me. That's Darren Oliver. He pitched until he was 114 years old. I think he debuted in the big leagues when you were about 8. Thinking back on some of the guys you shared the pen with, mostly there in Anaheim, and guys like Oliver, do you take from all of them throughout your career to kind of, you know, continue to learn and glean and add and subtract parts of your game?
Absolutely. You know, I kind of think of myself as a kind of a late bloomer. You know, I was one of those guys where, you know, the talent was there first before, you know, the knowledge actually caught up. And, you know, the last few years is kind of when everything's evened out. And that's just going back and looking at the guys I played with. You know, I got there when my first call up, you know, K-Rod's closing, you got Scott Shields setting up. Then you got Darren Oliver there. Like you said, he's about 120 years old, still throwing up 2 ERAs. You know, and then you go from there, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, LaTroy Hawkins in there who pitched, again, 20-something years in the big leagues. Jason Isringhausen, who has over 300 saves. So I consider myself very lucky to, when I was young, to have played with these guys who have really mastered the craft in the bullpen and just picked their brain and then you put it all together and you know, you're able to learn from stuff that they had to go through and hopefully not have to, you know, go through what they did before you learn.
And now you look at this Twins organization and there are a lot of young arms in the minor leagues that, you know, are where you were over a decade ago. Do you enjoy the opportunity, whether it be in spring training or as they trickle in throughout the course of the year, to get to know some of those guys and kind of pay it forward?
Absolutely. I like to think of, you know, from my own standpoint is talking to these young guys that if I can help somebody not have to learn through failure along the way and maybe they, you know, catch on a little bit earlier than maybe they would have if they just had to figure it out themselves, you know, I think of that as a win. And especially when on the team, to win a championship, you need everybody from the rookie that has, you know, the 2 months in the big leagues, although the guy has 10-plus years in the big league. So it takes everybody. So really when you're talking to these guys, it's just you when you're a bullpen guy, you want to have the best bullpen in the league. It's kind of a pride thing. So when you're down there, you want to have the stats and the numbers and everything to where everybody listening goes, man, if we don't score in the first 6 innings, we're done. Because once that bullpen comes in, the game's over. And that's kind of the pride you want. And it takes everybody down there, you know, 1 through 7 to make that happen.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Kevin. And Kevin Jepson is our guest here on Deep Cuts. When you broke into the league, you mentioned K-Rod, and closers have always gotten a certain amount of acclaim, and then, you know, setup guys kind of became more prominent. And with the advent of what we've seen in places like Kansas City with the Yankees and the way teams are now constructing rosters, it's not just the back end, but it's the entirety of the bullpen that has really become a major player in how organizations go about building their clubs. As a career bullpen guy, is it kind of been neat to see the light finally shining more brightly for the public on an area that you obviously have always understood the importance of?
Yeah, I mean, you love it as a bullpen guy because for so long it's kind of been, if you're not closing, nobody knows your game unless you blow it, you know, and,
yep.
and you take pride in that, you kind of accept that and know that that's your role, and if you're doing your job, people don't really know who you are if you're a non-closer, but I think teams, like you said, Kansas City has kind of brought it to fruition as far as teams are starting to understand, as well as fans too, is that you win championships with the bullpen, and it's so true because the game in the first six innings, you know, a lot of stuff can happen. But once you have the lead after the first six, all you got to do is lock it down. There's no more trying to win it, this and that. It's you already have it, and now let's seal it. And then on the other hand of it, and that's why I say it takes all seven, is because if you're down by a run or two, you're using different guys than you are if you're up by a run or two. And if you hold the lead right there, which we saw with the Twins last year, is you come back and we had a lot of, you know, comeback wins mm-hmm. in that eighth, ninth inning. So even though you're down a run or two, that's why I say it takes everybody, because once you keep the score where it's at, it allows your offense to have that going, okay, right here, all we got to do is score one or two runs, as opposed to, okay, are we going to have to score two or three or four? So that's where the bullpen really comes into play.
Yeah, Kevin Jepson joining us from the tailgating lot at the National Championship game in Glendale, Arizona. You know, you mentioned the first six innings. You spent a lot of time with Irvin Santana in Anaheim, and Twins fans got a glimpse of just how good he can be when he went on that torrid stretch last year down the back end of the season. Is that the Irvin Santana you know and remembered, and do you expect to see a full year of that from Irvin moving forward?
Absolutely. You know, Irvin's one of those guys that, you know, once he gets comfortable, I mean, there's not very many guys in the game better than him. He's going to, you know, go deep in the games. He's going to throw strikes. He's going to, you know, not give up very many runs. And he's a guy that can go out there and give you a solid 7, 8, 9 innings, you know, any day of the week. And I think that's what we saw towards the end is, you know, he had a kind of a tough beginning to the season last year. And I think once he kind of settled in, once he came back, you saw what he's going to give you. So I 100% expect that from him, you know, next year. And I think the fans should as well.
Kevin Jepson's our guest. And one final note here, people may not know this about you. You were signed originally by Todd Blyleven, Bert's son. Was the scout
yes.
that originally signed you. Have you and Bert talked about that? Is something that that has ever come up?
Yeah. Me and Bert had a chance to talk a few times last year. He came down, but that was actually the first time I had met him. And Todd actually lived down in the Southern California area. So even when I was with the Angels, you know, Todd would come to the clubhouse from time to time, and we'd have a chance to chat and this and that. So, It was kind of neat to meet Bert last year and be able to talk about Todd when he wasn't there.
Yeah, especially to talk about him when he wasn't there. Kevin, this is going to air on Wednesday. We're talking on Monday, but a prediction as you stand in the parking lot for tonight's football game.
I think Alabama's going to pull away with this one. I think I'm going to predict that Alabama wins by 9.
If Alabama wins by 9, we are going to hear more from Big Fella starting day one of spring training. We're all going to be running for the hills by the All-Star break. But we'll find out how right you are. Kevin, we appreciate it so much. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, that's Kevin Jepson. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. And we're back with more in a moment on your home for Twins baseball.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund. Getting more kids in the game. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
Hey, the show is Deep Cuts, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Great stuff with Kevin Jepson. Going to be fun to have Kevin around for a full year again. He predicted Alabama by 9 as he was tailgating before the national championship game on Monday. He wasn't that far off. Alabama wins 45-40, but great of Kevin to give us some time. A lot of people wondering about who's going to comprise that Twins bullpen. Going to be a fluid situation heading into camp, but with Perkins, with Jepson towards the back end, a guy like Casey Fien, a nice start. And as he said, he's been part of some great bullpens. His Darren Oliver stories, boy, you could go on for years and years. Now, we mentioned the scout who signed him was Bert Blylevin's son, Todd. And speaking of scout, let's play Scout's Honor here as we give you clue number 2. Which twin, past, present, or future, are we talking about in this scouting report? Here's the quote. Quote 1, clue 1 was he is a tremendous fielder, a very strong arm, great athlete. Clue 2 takes it in a different direction. The quote, he is versatile. You can leave him as a starter or move to the pen. Athletic enough to handle any role. Again, straight from the scouting report, right out of Terry Ryan's file cabinet. He is versatile. You can leave him as a starter or move to the pen. Athletic enough to handle any role. Hashtag Scouts Honor with your guesses. We're giving away 2 Twins tickets at the end of the show, which is at the end of the hour. We'll be giving more clues as the hour rolls on. On Twitter, it's at Twins Radio. Hashtag Scouts Honor for your guesses. And we do have another clue we'll give you over the air before all is said and done here on Deep Cuts. Now, our purpose here on Deep Cuts, we've been very clear about. We want to get to know the guys wearing the uniform. Last week, it was John Ryan Murphy, and what a great time we had with him. We talked about his youth, growing up, his family, what he's doing off the field with his wonderful I Am More Foundation. This week, well, we took it even a step further. You can't get much closer to a guy than shivering in a deer blind with him in a sleet storm. That's what we did when we visited third base coach Gene Glenn. Part one of that conversation's next. The show is Deep Cuts. It's right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Better, fresher, tastier than ever. The new and improved Tradewinds Buffet at Treasure Island Resort Casino is now open. All your favorite all-you-can-eats are back, including our signature seafood buffet every Thursday night. Plus, we've added a bunch of new and exciting everyday staples to the mix with 9 different stations packed with loads of scrumptious, mouth-watering cuisine. Head to the island today to get your fill or visit TICasino.com to check out all the tasty details.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino! Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. But did you know, in addition to offering CT, X-ray, and mammograms, our variety of MRI options fit the unique needs of each patient. If you are claustrophobic, CDI is the only imaging provider in Minnesota with the most advanced options in open MRI, providing a calmer, more relaxed experience. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go to CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
It's more than a network. It's reliable uptime and multi-layered security. It's your company's backbone. With CenturyLink, you get advanced technology solutions, including a high-performing broadband network, along with cloud and hosting services, all with dedicated, responsive support. Getting a trusted partner means you're free to focus on growing your business. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Visit CenturyLink.com/link today.
Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. Pentair's rainwater recycle system, which is located under the outfield, captures and filters rainwater. The rainwater is reused to irrigate the field, wash the lower level stadium seats, and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
5-tool players are ideal for the Twins, but did you know about the ideal 5-tool player that offers a variety of places to shop, stay, eat, play, and even host business meetings? St. Louis Park. Just minutes from downtown, St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small town charm and conveniences like free parking. Discover StLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any other occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. Discover StLouisPark.com. Comfortably close to Target Field.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. I'm Chris Atterbury, and the purpose of our show this year is really to give you a better understanding of the guys who wear the uniforms all summer long for the Twins. Last week, we met new catcher J.R. Murphy. Today, a day in the life of third base coach Gene Glenn. On a sleet-covered mid-December morning, in order to get to know Gino just a little bit better, well, I got up with the alarm at 4 a.m., and I began to wind my way south on 35 towards Waseca. Now, after a few missteps and a U-turn at Barney's Drive-In, I managed to finally pull up to Gene Glenn's house just after 6 in the morning. Now, his spacious garage is full of clues about his now 36-year career in professional baseball, from team-issued travel bags stacked on a shelf bearing logos of the Padres, the Expos, Giants, Cubs, and Twins, well, to the well-traveled and battered cardboard boxes chock full of linens and kitchenware that have seen apartments from rookie ball all the way to the big league since 1979. If you could ever get him to move all the cars and the ATVs and the lawn tractors and the mountain of hunting gear out of the garage, well, you could still move the nets out in place for a full-size batting cage. Not a bad setup for one of Waseca's favorite sons, who never thought he would return to his hometown.
Yeah, I never thought I would live here again, but it wasn't because I didn't want to. I didn't feel that I would ever end up back. Yeah, it's a great town, and there's a lot that goes on here for the size. And it's just a great, you know, it's a great spot. And like you know from driving down here, it's an hour and a half to Target Field. Even though I had an apartment last year, I could come home when I wanted if the game ended early or... But to get here, living on the east side of town now, too, makes it a lot easier.
Ah, yes, the east side of Waseca. Nothing ruins a commute like getting stuck in that downtown Waseca traffic. Just like George and Wheezy, the Glens are moving on up. You see, Gene, he grew up the 13th of 14 children, splitting time between a pair of family farms, one on his dad's side, one on his mom's side, just west of Waseca, though he missed out, for the most part, on milking duty.
And I was really right at the tail end of that. I remember them milking, but I wasn't. But if you think 50, 60, 70 years ago and beyond, those farms were pretty self-sufficient. You know, you had the dairy, you had the chickens, and you had probably pigs, and had other cows, And again, I was kind of the tail end of it. It moved into more beef cows and still some pork, but on a smaller scale. But back then, you know, there was a lot of small farmers.
Well, I will say this. I hear a lot of stories repeated every year about how we had it pretty easy. Some of those same stories are always repeated by my older brothers and how easy we've had it.
Now, one of those brothers, Joe, is a big part of the reason Gene and his wife, Julie, are back in Waseca for good. Now, Joe's house was just visible through the sleet located across the slough from the deer blind that Gene and I were perched in as he explained the genesis of his homecoming.
Well, my brother moved across this field here. And I was at this house one time, and I asked him who owns this land. And we were kind of in transition anyhow. We had gone from the Expos to the Cubs, and we were still living. We moved from Denver to Lakeville. And then we were going to move back to Mankato, where Julie and I both went to college and had a lot of friends there. But when we found this piece of land, we were in town anyway after we sold our house in Lakeville before we bought. And John Matz, our neighbor, who I hope you meet, he owned this, so he and I worked out a deal after about a year. It took a long time.
And while the negotiations were laborious, it was certainly worth the wait for 70 very unique acres.
Well, you got a lake to the northwest, and then you have a lot of trees along the lake, of course, and then a big slough. But we have a lot of water, fingers of water that go through the property. Yeah. So we have a lot of switchgrass, a lot of CRP. So we have a lot of buffer land, too, that, the CRP program we put in. Yeah. I just thought you don't find land like this anymore.
Gene and the family hunt deer, pheasants, ducks, and geese on their spread, all visible from the kitchen and the deck. And from our vantage point in the deer stand, well, you can make out deer stands that belong to sons Gino and Chris, better known as Bullet, thanks to Vinny Castillo, as well as one typically occupied by younger niece and nephew. The guest room is always full. One nephew was spending the night when I was there. It's such a big, close family around. Well, there's no shortage of people dropping in. I caught the Glens as they were prepping for their annual family holiday party.
There's still a 1-4 Catholic grade school. That's where I went. And the gymnasium there, and they have a nice, little kitchen area and a seating area. So we've used that for over 20 years. And I think the most we had was just over 130. And we used to do it every year on Christmas Day, but now we're going to do it a week earlier. Usually it's the Saturday before Christmas now. And we have Santa Claus show up. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, Gino and Bullet were still arguing over who would actually be donning that Santa suit after we climbed out of the blind and headed into town past Tink Larson Field to grab some breakfast at the Pheasant Cafe and pop in at Borden's Bar to catch up on the town's news. Now, Glenn seemingly knows everybody, and he chatted about everything from the lack of snow to the upcoming Sleigh and Cutter Festival to a recent run at his long-standing Waseca High School single-game scoring record of 45. Those Gene didn't know, well, he's related to.
Mike lives in Grand Junction, Colorado. And then Donnie and Denny are 75. Denny was a longtime teacher. But yeah, Denny lives in Faribault. And then a couple brothers live in Blooming Prairie, which is a little southeast of here. Joe lives here. Ray lives in Mankato. Helen lives in Mankato. Mary Alice lives in St. Clair. So we're all kind of on a line here. And my sister Audrey and her husband John, they live up on a lake in northern Minnesota. And then Aaron is a principal in Minneapolis.
Despite his big league resume, no chance of Glenn getting a big head with all that family around, and he wouldn't have it any other way.
I tell you what, I'm so lucky, though, to have a family like we have, because we all get along, we all like each other, and it's just fun when you see them, and we make a point of getting together, and you are who you are, that's it. And I think the one thing my older brothers and sisters always did, they made you figure out who you are and understand that that's enough.
Who Gene Glenn is, certainly more than enough, and a big part of who he is has been fostered by a lifetime in the outdoors. We'll discuss that aspect of Gene Glenn a little bit later on from his deer blind right here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Right now, we take a timeout, come back with another Scouts Honor Clue when we return on your home for Twins baseball.
This is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing all across America. Despite having more than enough food available, there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids. But they need your help. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council. Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit twinscommunityfund.org. That's twinscommunityfund.org.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It's Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Chris Atterbury with you from Target Field. Some great stuff there with Gene Glenn. We got more straight ahead with Gene, but that last quote, I was siblings taught him that you are who you are, and that's enough. That's something we could all stand to hear and remember from time to time. Hey, do you need a new baseball video game for your iOS or Android device? Swipe for the fences and try MLB.com Line Drive with over 120 levels. Download for free today. And if you're looking over the 2016 schedule to visit Target Field, well, you can design your perfect ticket package with the Twins' new Pick 10 plan. You pick the games you want to attend. Benefits include savings off of box office prices and 10% off game day food and merchandise. You can learn more by visiting twinsbaseball.com/pick10. Now, we're not giving away tickets to 10 games tonight, but we are giving away a pair of tickets to a Twins game at Target Field this summer with Scouts Honor. Keep those guesses rolling in. We've already given you a couple of clues straight off the original scouting report. One, he is a tremendous fielder, a very strong arm, great athlete. Two, well, he is versatile. You can leave him as a starter or move to the pen, athletic enough to handle any role. Maybe some additional clues you can find at Twins Radio if you follow on Twitter. Now, if you know who this is, it's at Twins Radio and hashtag Scouts Honor to win those tickets. Here is the final clue that I'm going to share with you, and I quote, his changeup is a non-complimentary pitch, but it shows promise. Again, his changeup is a non-complimentary pitch, but it shows promise. If you know, Scouts Honor is the hashtag. Maybe you can win yourself a couple of tickets to come on down and watch the Twins at Target Field. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. It's brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. And when we return, we'll discover more about Gene Glenn right here on your home for Twins baseball.
While you're meeting your heroes at Twins Fest this year, please be a hero to someone in need and donate blood through Memorial Blood Center's Blood Drive at Target Field. On Saturday, January 30th, the Twins nonprofit partner Memorial Blood Center will be hosting a blood drive at Target Field, and every donor will receive an autographed Twins item. It's always a good time to donate because blood is always needed. Every 2 seconds, a friend, family member, or maybe even you will need blood. So step up, roll up a sleeve, and save a life. Donate blood on Saturday, January 30th at Twins Fest, because in Twins territory, players and fans know how to give.
You've upgraded from your old flip phone and that old dinosaur of a TV, not to mention the fax machine. But what about that old car, truck, or SUV in your driveway? It's time to get into the new with Ford. Not, not, not an aura. Come and get it if you're ready for it. New is Ford, America's best-selling brand. Because new is the power and performance of available EcoBoost engine technology. New is an available 180-degree front camera that lets you see around corners. New can practically park itself with available Active Park Assist. New is an available hands-free foot-activated liftgate that'll give you a hand when yours are full. And new is a bird's-eye view of your truck from an available 360-degree camera. So get into the new with Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer or go to Ford.com for current offers. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales, January through November.
A delightful Caribbean getaway is closer than you think when you book a hotel stay at Treasure Island Resort Casino. Whether you're looking for romance, gaming excitement, or a leisurely extended stay, we're sure to have a hotel package to help you escape without the long and expensive flight and no passports required. Discover your paradise today at TICasino.com or call 1-800-222-7077. The island is calling.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. I'm Chris Atterbury, and tonight we're getting to know Gene Glynn just a little bit better after I spent a day with him down at the Glynn Place in Waseca in mid-December. Now, I first laid eyes on Gene Glynn's new deer blind, a fancy redneck blind, when I watched him trying to back the trailer it was on into his parking spot at Target Field. Even in a player and coach's lot chock full of pickup trucks and giant tires, this one stood out. I was certainly thankful for that blind repeatedly over the course of several hours of hunting the Glynn Place in December.
Thank God we have this blind. Well, we're lucky we're in this blind, but I tell you what, we can't hardly see anything now. No, but look at it's turning white now. Hey, we're lucky we're in here. We wouldn't be sitting in the other one.
Ooh, lightning.
No, a late season hunt, you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. Usually it's cold and snowy.
Rain, sleet, snow. Even some December lightning to spice things up. We saw it all, hunkered down, just miles from where Glenn's love of the outdoors was instilled as a child in search of birds.
Mainly pheasants, you know, and Hungarian partridge, they were more plentiful then. But the deer hunting, not as much because being on a farm and, you know, there's a lot of land there. We didn't see that many deer either when I was really young.
Now that has certainly changed. Fewer pheasants are to be found in the area and more deer, but that's not the biggest difference.
And I know everybody can relate to this, but when I grew up, we hardly seen any geese around here. And now, you know, the whole countryside is full of Canadian geese.
Not more than 10 minutes later, we had visitors. These days, Gene hosts a big deer hunt, and they've taken some big bucks from the quartet of stands on his 70 acres. The real prize, though, is Julie's 10 a.m. egg bake, so if you haven't gotten a good clean look at a monster buck by then, probably want to skedaddle inside, back in the house with those wide panoramic views of the entire area. Additionally, there's the early season family deer camp near Whitewater State Park. That one dating back to Gene's earliest years.
Yeah, that goes on down at Whitewater State Park near Minnesota and Weaver. And there's probably every year between 15 and 20, either brothers or nephews. And then a couple other guys, Donnie Wabashaw and Sean, are about the only two guys that end up coming that aren't part of the family. So we pull the fish house down, we sleep in that. Most everybody now, it's changed from sleeping under a tarp, you know, on the ground or in the back of a pickup. You know, now people have campers, and Steve lets us go in down there and plug into his machine shed, so we even have some electricity. The longest running is Cleet now. Donnie stopped coming, but Donnie and Cleet were kind of the head of that. And they've been going over 45 years, I think, you know, in that same area. So it's become quite a gathering point. Nick Glenn, he comes all the way from Chicago, and a couple of my nephews have gone to school at Marquette. They
they come in around the state. Some of the nephews show up now. So I think it'll carry on because my nephew Ryan and Steve really, really kind of take care of that along with Cleet. But it's kind of been passed down now to the next generation of guys to run that.
Now, oddly, Gene doesn't have a lot of memories of his dad as a hunter.
They always say he loved to hunt, but there wasn't enough guns to go around, so he kind of just guided them and took them. And then they had a share of the gun, you know. Oh. As soon as you shot a pheasant, the other guy, yeah. But no, I don't remember him shooting much, but he, when he would see a deer out the window on our farm, if it was going like along the line fence or on the edge of the woods, he'd get everybody to come and look at that deer.
In many ways, that has shaped Gene's approach in the field.
And to me, I think it comes with age too, but maybe more just time spent outside. You're not there just to shoot. The shooting, I think, is really the last thing. The excitement of getting a big deer is always going to be there. You like to see deer over the years grow big and have a chance at that one big shooter, you know. So the thought process is, who are you as a hunter? You really are able to go through a hunting season sometimes and not shoot a deer, but you might have seen 20. It's not necessarily just go and, you know, there's an old saying in deer hunting, if it's brown, it's down. Yeah. We don't live by that.
As we waited in the blind, I offered Gene a comparison between his off-season passion and his day job coaching third base. Now, in both positions, they're very solitary. You have to be patient. You have to be prepared. You have to understand all of the elements and factors at play, as well as all of the probable outcomes. All of that culminating in a split-second decision, whether it's to pull the trigger, snap off an arrow, or send a runner home.
You know, I've never had that question asked before or related those two, but I guess in a way, because you're always thinking, you're trying to think ahead. You know, when you're hunting, a lot of times the wind has a lot to do with it, especially when you're duck hunting. Where are you set up? What way are your decoys pointing? If the wind shifts, are you going to be lazy and not go move them, or are you going to get out there and do something? But I guess the one thing about baseball is you got to make a decision. In hunting, you don't have to shoot, but like you're talking about, like duck hunting is probably the most fun time to be out hunting for me, because you never know where they're coming from. If you get to see them far enough off and you're able to call some into your decoys, now you kind of hunker down and you're waiting, and then all of a sudden they do come into your set of decoys instead of somebody else's. So now, how close are they? Are they locking up? You know, or are you just pass shooting? If you're lucky enough to see some come by and you know they're not going to come into your decoys, but you know, those things related to the decisions you make. I think your theory is probably good.
That remains debatable. However, spending a day in the life of Gene Glenn, well, it was phenomenal, enough to make you want to move to Waseca. We saw a handful of deer, a ton of geese, and even a couple of rabbits that his dog Ruby kicked up as we inspected the acreage on foot, something that Gene and Ruby do multiple times every single day. The blind kept us mostly dry and certainly provided more than an ample window into the life of one of Minnesota's own third base coach, Gene Glenn. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, a deep cut indeed with the pride of Waseca. When we come back, Scouts Honor, as well as three cuts with Gino in the home for Twins baseball.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit twinscommunityfund.org. That's twinscommunityfund.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kids don't have a field to play baseball on, they'll find somewhere else to play. Help the Twins Community Fund's Fields for Kids program build and restore fields. Learn what you can do or make a donation at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
Welcoming you back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. We are live from Waseca, Minnesota today, sitting here with Gene Glenn. And it's time for three hopefully good questions, sometimes average questions, sometimes outstanding questions with Gene Glenn. And we're going to start with a question. I actually had some help on this one from some of your family members. It's come to my attention that you have, in fact, been honored as the Grand Marshal of a parade. In Waseca in your day. Would you care to describe the experience and the process by which one would become the Grand Marshal of the oldest sleigh and cutter festival parade in all the world?
Well, it was quite an honor because the Sleigh and Cutter Festival here in Waseca is really a great event, and it's almost a month long with activities throughout the, really on the weekends, but they do have a lot of nice activities during the week. But how was I picked? I think a couple other people turned them down or were busy, and we were living in town here, and, you know, they asked if Julie and I would, and I, or else it was somebody found out Julie really wanted to ride in a sleigh, you know, behind a horse, because she grew up in Apple Valley, and it just kind of all came together that one year, but we were really happy to do it. It had to be one of the coldest parades that they have had, because we were freezing, but what a great event, and anybody that's listening, you should show up in Waseca during the Sleigh and Cutter.
Though you won't get to ride in the lead sleigh unless no. you're, of course, the Grand Marshal of that. Now, everybody knows that here at Waseca, you were a basketball star, Mr. Basketball. We've talked about it a lot in a lot of different venues. So question number two, there's going to be a two-on-two tournament amongst the Twins, players, staff. You get first pick to grab a teammate to ensure that you guys win the tournament. Who are you going to grab?
If it's a staff guy, I take Molly, because he was just a year ahead of me, and they won the state tournament that year, the Catholic school state tournament. He was a really good player, so I would take him. If it was a player, I think at the age of most guys and not playing much, I would probably take Dozier.
All right, Dozier over Maurer, who was an outstanding player. You can't get all Cretan guys, so yep. you're gonna be small. You guys probably going to struggle on the backboards, but it'll be difficult to guard on the perimeter. And finally, smaller than a basketball or bigger than a basketball team, you are the 13th of 14 children in your family, and it's a pretty big crew. It's a lot of names to remember. Can you, at your very young age still, being the 13th of 14, list all of your siblings, including yourself, in order from youngest to oldest?
Youngest to oldest. Aaron, Gene, Joe, Ray, Mareed, Audrey, Helen, Cleet and Colleen, Mary Alice, John, Donnie and Denny, and Mike.
Nobody can actually check that without going into the historical records, but we're going to take you as your word. Three pretty good questions with Gene Glenn here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, that was three cuts. Gene Glenn with his three cuts. He does have a batting cage in the garage where we recorded that, and the entire Glenn family could not have been more welcoming, including Ruby the dog, and we had just a great time in Waseca, and what a great guy, third base coach Gene Glenn. And again, this is Deep Cuts. It's brought to you by Discover. St. Louis Park, stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. You can find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Let's give away some tickets. It's our Scouts Honor competition, giving away two tickets. Clue number one today was he is a tremendous fielder, a very strong arm, great athlete. Clue number two was he is versatile. You can leave him as a starter or move to the pen, athletic enough to handle any role. And clue number five was his changeup is a non-complimentary pitch, but it shows promise. Got a lot of position players early, a lot of Greg Gagne's, Byron Buxton's. We got some Glenn Perkins there when we talked about the pen or being a starter. We got some Jim Cotts with the athleticism. And we also got our winner, and the answer was correctly, Johan Santana. Now, a handful of folks eventually came around, but Dan Sarbaum is the winner of two tickets. He was the first by a mile to correctly identify Johan Santana. Scouting reports came from Jose Marzan, who was managing in Quad Cities at the time, is now the Latin American coordinator for the Twins, and Billy Milos, who is still a scout with the Twins. His seal of approval really caught Terry Ryan's attention, and again, that was a Rule 5 selection. Everyone knew Jared Camp, hard thrower with the Indians, was the guy the Marlins wanted. They were picking second. So the Twins took Camp, cost them $50,000 to do it. Marlins took Santana for $50,000. Then they made the swap, and the Marlins gave $100,000 with Santana to the Twins. So that one really worked out for Minnesota. They made $50,000, and they got a future Cy Young Award winner. Great guesses all night long. We appreciate you playing Scouts Honor, and we'll do it again next week. Speaking of next week, a lot of guesses for Trevor May in this Scouts Honor competition, and Trevor will actually join us as our featured guest next week on Scouts Honor. Now, before we leave you tonight, let's go ahead and circle the bases and hit some high points from this one. First of all, again, congratulations to our colleague Corey Provis, Minnesota Sportscaster of the Year. Secondly, Kevin Jepson. He didn't have a dog in the fight, but there he was, lives in Arizona, tailgating at the national championship game on Monday, correctly predicting an Alabama victory, and we appreciate him stepping away from the grill for some very insightful minutes here tonight. From Gene Glenn, there's so much to grab onto, but the quote of the night to us here in the studio, his siblings instilled in him, you are who you are, and that's enough. And when you have 130-plus people all related at your family holiday party, that's a big family, and that is a close family. And if you heard any of what Gene had to say here tonight, you know it's all about family with the Glens. And finally, we end with the Waseca Slay and Cutter Festival. It starts when you're at Twins Fest, the final weekend of January, but the parade, that doesn't happen until February 13th. So if you guys are looking for Valentine's Day plans that are romantic, unique, utterly Minnesotan, look up that parade, the Waseca Slay and Cutter Festival. Those are the bases. We have circled them here tonight. Now, as mentioned, we'll be back again next Wednesday. We'll play Scouts Honor. We'll also hear from Trevor May talk about music and making music as it relates to the game of baseball, the process by which he makes music, and missing out and then trying to figure out how to recapture the college experience. Trevor May, an interesting and insightful guy, and I think you'll enjoy that conversation. Plus, a little talk about maybe arbitration and some of the things going on along the Twins caravan, all coming up next week on Deep Cuts. Now, if you missed any part of our show here tonight for any reason, you can find it online. Go to twinsbaseball.com and go ahead and you can dig it up there and listen to the entirety of our conversations with Kevin Jepson and also with Gene Glenn, including a cameo from that giant flock of geese, I guess a gaggle of geese that came flying in and dive-bombed us as we huddled from the sleet in that deer blind down at Gene's place. For Gino and also for Drew on the other side of the glass, Chris Atterbury saying enjoy the rest of your week. It's Deep Cuts right here on your home, the Minnesota Twins.